Brian, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Always great to be here.
We're talking with Knoxville Raceway General Manager Brian Stickle here today on Let's Talk Knoxville. And, of course, the race season winding down here after Nationals have just ended. Brian, first, I want to ask you a little bit about how Nationals went from the Raceway's perspective. How were ticket sales and that sort of thing and the overall audience?
Overall, the Nationals were great. You know, I think one of the best ever. Ticket sales were up a little bit from 2012. So our attendance was a little higher than last year. We had a lot of visitors from Australia, New Zealand, a lot from all over the country. I think, you know, the participation of the city, the chamber, everybody here in Knoxville and Marion County as a whole really pitched in and made our visitors feel welcome. And that's all we heard. What a great place Knoxville is and what a great event. And they love coming here. And I think we didn't disappoint them.
Well, that's very good. And of course, the sprint car season is winding down. And tomorrow night, the last race of the year. Can you tell us a little bit about the season ending festivities?
Yes, it's Walmart night at the races. Season championships. Very tight race for the 410s. Bronson Mation in the lead over Ian Madsen and Terry McCarl right on their tails. So it's anybody's race right now, so it should be a very exciting season championships. And then after the race, of course, we want to end the season championship with a bang, so we're going to have a pit party after the races where there'll be a free hamburger for the first 2,100 people who come through the pits, and we'll have a band with the Kimball Drifters right after the races and hope to wind things up in grand style.
It's kind of a fan appreciation night for all the sprint car fans around the area.
Yeah, we appreciate their support over the whole season. And, you know, this is the 18th race for the 410s and 17th for the 360s, not counting rainouts, and the 12th race for the 305s. So we're going to crown three champions on Saturday night, and they'll be more than ecstatic with who wins.
Now, of course, even though the sprint car season, it winds up, there's still a lot more activities going on at the Knoxville Raceway through the rest of the fall. Can you tell us what else is on the schedule here?
You bet. September 7th is, of course, the Enduro, which is kind of a local favorite. It's not a huge spectator event, but certainly a great participation event. And then September 20 and 21st is our first ever Monster Jam. So Monster Trucks will be here. Tickets are very reasonably priced. I think $15 for adults, $7 for kids. We've got Gravedigger coming, Monster Mutt, Nitro Hornet, and King Crunch are the four trucks, and there may even be a couple more, I'm not sure. But that event, we're very excited for that. Should be a great show both Friday night and Saturday night. Saturday, they're having a pit party, which is a ticket upgrade if people want to participate. But if they go online, KnoxvilleRaceway.com, they can get all that information under tickets and information for the event. And then, of course, to wrap our season up is the Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, now in its 10th year. Presented by Casey's General Stores, and that event just continues to grow. We just got a whole bunch of entries yesterday, and you know, it looks to be shaping up as good as it's ever been for who's going to be here. And the racing's always been tight for the 100-lap feature on Saturday night, and usually comes down to the very last lap.
And there's something special about seeing some of those different kind of cars on the track. We see a lot of sprint cars here. I mean, of course, that's what the Knoxville Raceway is known for, but these late model cars and drivers really have gotten after it over the last 10 years.
They have. And, you know, we are the sprint car capital of the world. We're very proud of that designation, and we want to keep that strong. But we're also a huge facility that potentially can operate 365 days a year. So we want to find diverse events that bring in a new crowd that hopefully we can turn on to sprint car racing or the other events we have. So we keep our options open for events and hope to grow more and more events every year.
And actually, as you bring this up, recently the Craftsman Truck Series was at Eldora, and I know that you've made some comments too regarding that you love the idea and maybe the possibilities of expanding and having trucks come in here maybe in the future.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, we're open to the possibility and open to the idea. We'd have to do a little cost analysis on that because I'm sure they have some requirements that might be new to us, and we just have to see if the numbers make sense. I think we have about 10,000 more seats than Eldora. So we have the numbers, and we think the racing would be great here. You know, they enjoyed it at Eldora, and I think we could do a fine job with that as well. So we're open to that if they're so interested.
All right, well, I just wanted to wrap things up here and ask you how you thought the 2013 season went overall. Obviously, we're not quite through here yet at the Knoxville Raceway, but a good chunk of it in the books. And looking back, what did you see as some of the most noteworthy things coming out of the season?
Well, you know, the season started out a little slow with all the weather issues we had, but, you know, we have such a great staff, a great crew working, whether it's from the track to the officials to concessions to security. They all pull together, and if we decide to run the race, which we did several times when rain was all around us, they make it happen. And once we got into June, attendance picked up. In July, attendance was very strong. Our partners, our sponsors in the events, you know, the Nationals, both 360 and 410, were up from last year. Those are certainly some highlights, and it was, you know, one of the smoothest Nationals I ever remember. And we've been lucky with how things have worked out, and very much looking forward to 2014 and what we can do better then.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Come to the races this Saturday. We'll have a great time. And don't forget to get your tickets to the Monster Jam or the Late Model Nationals as well.
All right. Well, Brian, thanks a lot, as always, for being here today.
Thank you. And thanks to all the people in Knoxville and Marion County for all their support.